Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are joining us in person and those of you who are joining us online. Today is the first Sunday of April, so we will have our basket offering after the regular offering this morning. And our basket offering for the month of April is going to the Hospice of Davidson County. So please keep that in mind when the basket offering comes around. Tomorrow evening, the Joy Group will be meeting in the Fellowship Hall at 5 o'clock. And for those of you on council, remember that we're meeting briefly after worship today instead of tomorrow evening. We have a few birthdays this week. Sarah Grace Davis, whose birthday is actually today. Lori Cecil as well. Jim and Amy Horn have their wedding anniversary. And celebrating their baptism this week, Mickey Conrad today, happy baptism day. Carrie Fritz and Johnny Fritz. Brantley, do you want to pray for us? Okay. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have a few prayer shawls to bless this morning. The first is for Lori Smith, who is Andy Beck's mother-in-law, Mary Laughlin, who we blessed a prayer shawl for last Sunday. This is her roommate at Pine Ridge, and she is recovering from a hip replacement, a broken hip. And so Mary, loving her prayer shawl so much, asked if she could get one for her roommate. So this is Mary's roommate. This is for Kathy Cope, who is John Proctor's mother-in-law. She's having some health concerns. This one is for Conrad Summer, who had his tonsils out this week and has had a lot of pain and discomfort. And he wanted a green one, so that one's for Conrad. And this is for Bill Martin, who is a dear friend and relative of Jim Watkins, and he is now under the care of hospice. So let us pray. God, we thank you for the gift of prayer, that you always hear us when we come to you. Sometimes we come to you with words. Sometimes we come to you with sadness and broken hearts. And you even receive our tears and our cries and our groanings as prayer. We lift up to you this morning Lori and Kathy, Conrad and Bill, and ask that you would bless each of them, that you would help them to have minimal pain and discomfort, and that you would help them in their recovery, and that you would walk alongside of Bill as he makes his journey through death toward being home with you. Bless these prayer shawls. May they, as these folks feel the weight of these prayer shawls upon their laps or their shoulders, may they feel the weight of the love we have for them here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. So we pass these around and invite you to lay hands on these and pray for them as well. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the wellspring of grace, our Easter and our joy. Amen. Look, here is water. Immersed in the promises of baptism, let us give thanks for what God has done for us. We give you thanks, O God, that in the beginning your voice thundered over the deep, and the water became the essence of life. Adam and Eve beheld Eden's verdant rivers. Miriam led the dancing as your people passed through the Red Sea into freedom's land. In the desert pool, the Ethiopian official entered your boundless baptismal life. At the river, your beloved son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you opened the floodgates of your reconciling love, freeing us to live as Easter people. We rejoice with glad hearts, giving all honor and praise to you through the risen Christ, our source of living water, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Look, here is water.
Here is our water of life.
Alleluia.
Free from our
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
This is the feast of victory for our God.
Almighty God, with joy we celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. By the grace of Christ among us, enable us to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Sawyer. There were a lot of children here last week, but I love that you brought your little brother Declan up for the children's message. Do you think he enjoyed it? You think he did? Oh, we got a couple more friends. I didn't see you in the back. Lily and Jason, right? Yeah, good morning, Lily and Jason. Well, you might be thinking, Easter Sunday was last Sunday. Why are we still singing Easter hymns at church? And why are there still Easter lilies? And why are we saying Alleluia so much? Well, in the church, we have a different calendar because we have a different story to tell. The story we tell is the story of Jesus' life and of God's love for us and for all creation. And so in the church, Easter isn't just one day. Easter is 50 days long. And I want to count how many Sundays are here. So we've got Easter Sunday plus 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So total, there are 7 Sundays in the season of Easter. Now, how many days are there in a week?
7.
So there's 7 days in a week, and we have 7 Sundays in Easter. That means there's a whole week worth of Sundays that we get to celebrate the resurrection, which is Jesus rising from the dead. We get to celebrate that Jesus is alive and that God's love is the most powerful thing in all the world. And so I just wanted to remind you and remind everybody that for the next several Sundays, for 50 days after Easter, after the Resurrection Sunday, it's still Easter. So we're going to be saying Happy Easter, and we're going to be singing Alleluias, and we're going to be singing Easter hymns, because Jesus being alive is so exciting and so wonderful that we need more than one Sunday to celebrate it. Will you all pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you for our church. Thank you for Easter.
Thank you for Easter.
And that Jesus is alive.
And that Jesus is alive.
And that we get 50 days to celebrate.
And we get 50 days to celebrate.
Help us be joyful.
And give you thanks
as we celebrate
that Jesus is alive forever.
We love you, God. Amen. Thank you all for coming forward. You may go to Children's Church. I think Jane has it today. Yes, Jane does.
God speaks to us in scripture readings. Let us say together Psalm 30 by verse responsibly. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you have lifted me up.
And have not let my enemies triumph over me.
O Lord my God, I cried out to you.
And you restored me to health.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead.
You restored my life.
Sing praise to the Lord, all you faithful.
Give thanks in holy remembrance.
God's wrath is short. God's favor lasts a lifetime.
Weeping spends the night, but joy comes in the morning.
While I felt secure, I said,
I shall never be disturbed.
You, Lord, with your favor, made me as strong as the mountains.
Then you hid your face.
I cried to you, O Lord.
I pleaded with my Lord, saying,
what profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit?
Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness?
Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me.
O Lord, be my helper.
You have turned my willing into wailing into dancing. Therefore, my heart sings to you without ceasing.
O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever.
Holy Gospel according to John, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, children, have you no fish? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. Now this was the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It may be no surprise to you that I have an Eastertide playlist on my phone. Right? My love for liturgy and the different seasons in the church calendar. Of course, I have a playlist for the 50 days in Eastertide. And many of you also know that I have a deep love and admiration for Dolly Parton. And so her song, which is my favorite song of hers, "He's Alive," is at the very top of that playlist. Every Easter Sunday, I have to listen to that song, and usually I listen to it more than once. And then every time I open that playlist, it's the first song I tap on. The powerful lyrics of that song talk of Peter's experience of the resurrected Christ, and how Jesus' presence and love and grace in those moments completely transformed Peter. If you haven't heard this song before, look it up on the internet this afternoon. And even if you have heard the song, go ahead and listen to it again, because it is a beautiful and powerful song for Eastertide. I love the resurrection, post-resurrection stories of Jesus in the Gospels, and this is one of my favorite. It has been incredibly significant in my own life. But all of the stories of Jesus as our resurrected Lord are so beautiful and tender, because one of the first things that Jesus did after his resurrection was to visit every single person that had been hurt or traumatized by the events of his suffering and crucifixion. He sought them out to help them come back from what they had experienced, to help them make sense of what they had witnessed, and to help them understand that they were now living in a new reality. In each encounter, Jesus is tender and kind, loving and gracious, creating a conversation for each person to be exactly what that person needed. Think of the conversation with Thomas. Next week, we're going to look at the story of the travelers on their way to Emmaus. And today, we're looking at the encounter that Peter had with Jesus on the beach, which is one of the most beautiful acts of reconciliation and restoration in all of Scripture. So we journeyed through our Lenten season walking alongside of Peter with our devotional booklet and our prayer cards. And we also looked at several stories about Peter in Scripture at our Wednesday evening worship services. Most Lenten devotionals end on Holy Saturday or Easter Sunday, but the interesting thing about this series is that it goes through the second Sunday of Easter and through this upcoming second week of Easter. Because the truth is that Jesus wasn't finished with Peter on Good Friday. Despite Peter denying Jesus three times, Jesus didn't write Peter off. Jesus was not done seeking after Peter and drawing him to himself. And so as we wandered alongside of Peter this Lent, we saw that like many of us, Peter has a wandering heart. His journey wasn't polished. It wasn't linear. It certainly wasn't perfect. But the thing that I found most captivating about Peter's story is that Jesus was there every step of the way, no matter what. And so although Peter's story doesn't end at the conclusion of the Gospels, right, we know that he plays a really significant role in the early church, which we read about in the book of Acts. But we do finish our series with Peter today as he encounters the risen Christ on the beach. We come full circle. He has dropped his nets, walked on water, professed his faith. He's been rebuked. He's received foot washing. He denied Jesus. And on Easter morning, he ran to the tomb. Now, once again, Jesus seeks him at a shoreline where Peter is casting his nets, just like the story when Jesus first called Peter. There are so many things that I love about this story, but I really love that Jesus cooked breakfast for the disciples. How amazing and wonderful is that Jesus, the Lord of the entire universe, cooked breakfast for his disciples. Jesus cooked this meal of bread and fish over fire. And it's just a beautiful and meaningful way for him to come to the disciples for reconciliation and restoration. I think in sharing this meal with them, Jesus was reminding them of the countless meals that they had shared with him, those 3 years that they had spent together. And it was to remind them of all of the other meals that Jesus spent eating with others, especially with sinners, throughout his earthly ministry. And it's to remind us that Jesus continues to share meals with his disciples as we gather at his table so that he can continue to feed us with his body and his blood in the bread and wine. So after giving them a catch with an abundance of fish, after feeding them breakfast, Jesus turned to Peter. And I want you to notice, and maybe notice again, that although Peter must have been so heavily burdened and overwhelmed with the guilt and shame he must have felt after denying Jesus three times, Jesus doesn't even have the smallest amount of blame or shame for Peter. Just love. Instead, what happens is that Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" This repetition wasn't because Jesus doubted Peter's word. This repetition was offering Peter grace. In that moment, as Jesus invited Peter to confess his love for him three times, he allowed Peter to turn his denials into love. Jesus yet again offered Peter grace and mercy and another second chance. Brothers and sisters, we are a lot like Peter, whether we like it or not, because in Peter and in ourselves, we see a person who is both steadfast and unsteady. In Peter and ourselves, we see someone who is a friend and a betrayer. In Peter and ourselves, we see someone who is a follower and a wanderer. Despite our faith, we make mistakes. Despite our belief, we carry unbelief. Despite our love, we cause hurt. But even when Peter struggles, even when he makes mistakes and missteps, he keeps going. He keeps searching and he keeps loving because Jesus never stops seeking him and Jesus never stops loving him, no matter what. And that's the truth of God's love in Christ Jesus. No matter what we do or don't do, no matter what we say or don't say, Jesus never stops seeking us. No matter what, Jesus never stops loving us. When we stumble, when we fall, when we deny God, when we cause harm, Jesus still comes to us and meets us where we are. He offers us grace and a second chance, and another second chance, and another. Sisters and brothers, just as our God of second chances met the disciples on the beach for breakfast that morning, Jesus continues to meet with us, to share a meal with us at his table. Our risen Lord meets us here to feed us with his very self, to feed us with his love and grace. Our risen Lord meets us here to feed us with forgiveness and to offer us a second chance. Our risen Lord meets us here to nourish us with his body, with his very presence, so that he can send us out those doors to feed his sheep, to be his love and presence in the world. Our risen Lord meets us at this table, in this meal, to remind us that his love never, ever ends, that his love never wavers, that he never stops seeking us, coming to us, and meeting us where we are. Thanks be to God for a love like that. Alleluia. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us say what we believe by use of the Nicene Creed. We believe in God, Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over death and fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Your church cries out, O God, and you listen. As you draw near to the disciples, draw near to us this day. Breathe on us your Holy Spirit, that our faith is renewed and we witness to your love. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your creation cries out, O God, and you listen. Nurture trees, crops, wildflowers, and all growing things. Guide farmers, gardeners, arborists, and others who tend the soil and nurture plants into life. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your world cries out, O God, and you listen. Guide police, firefighters, paramedics, and other first responders to work for the well-being of communities and the dignity of every person, that no one may need to live in fear. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your children cry out, O God, and you listen. Hear your people crying out for justice, for an end to racism and other oppression, and for a world where all are fed and safe. We pray for all who cry out in suffering or pain, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Jim, Mike, Myra, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace, hear our prayer. Your congregations cry out, O God, and you listen. Renew pastors, deacons, musicians, and other staff, administrators, and volunteers who facilitated Holy Week and Easter worship. Open our hearts to discern where God calls each of us to serve. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Accept our gratitude, O God, for the lives of those who now rest in you, especially Walter Lohr Yontz. Grant us your peace and our fears. God of grace,
into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to move around a little bit and greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Thank you.
Together. Generous God, in this meal you offer your very self. We give thanks for these gifts of the earth in the breaking of the bread. Reveal to us the risen one in the pouring of this wine. Pour us out in service to the world through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of the bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. Breathe new life into us. Send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit. With your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. Come and eat at God's table.
Thank you.
Stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and this meal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and to serve the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you, grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Say the mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you. What voice is weaving? Risen?
Is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Body peace. Shreya Gudu. Oil.
Thanks be